الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين وقال تعالى وما آتيتم من زكاة تريدون وجه الله فأولئك هم المضعفون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حسنوا أموالكم بالزكاة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, by the grace of Allah تبارك وتعالى, we are right on the doorstep of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala make it such that He show us this Mubarak month and give us the tawfiq of taking maximum benefit of this blessed month and reaping the great rewards that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has promised. Yesterday our Hazrat Muhtisab was giving one example and he was saying if we have one machine that can print money, can print $1,000 bills and we have a limited time to have that machine, he says the entire time we'll be just printing those bills all the time because we know the value of those bills. He says Ramadan is like this. Every second, every moment is like we're printing $1,000 bills. The sawab is just multiplied. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is making the reward of a faraz action multiplied by 70 and the reward of a nafil action becomes a faraz action. And so much of sawab and reward Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised for this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Allah ta'ala make it such for us that He give us good health in this Mubarak month, that we can spend our time correctly and properly, and Allah give us the tawfiq of utilizing our time correctly in a way that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this Mubarak month. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith that Islam is built on 5 pillars. And we see that this whole deen of Islam that we have is resting on the pillars of Islam. The first and the second pillar we all know is Iman and Salah. And the third and the fourth pillar is what deals with us now at this time of the year. The third pillar is Zakat that the people generally give out now in the month of Ramadan. And the fourth pillar is fasting in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. These two pillars are so important that if a person upholds the pillars of Islam, then a person is upholding Islam itself. And if these pillars are not upheld, then we'll see that in this 1400 years, how Islam survived this because of people upholding the pillars of Islam. When these pillars of Islam are upheld, then Islam will be upheld. And if we contribute towards upholding these pillars, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record our names to be from those people who upheld the pillars of Islam. The fasting that will take place in the month of Ramadan is the most important aspect of Ramadan. There's different parts to Ramadan. I'tikaf is one part of Ramadan. Laylatul Qadr is one part of Ramadan. Taraweeh is one part of Ramadan. Tilawat of Quran, Zikrullah, Sehri, Iftar, feeding, spending on the poor and needy. These are all different parts of Ramadan. But the most important part of Ramadan is fasting in the month of Ramadan. This is the most important thing which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ja'ala Allahu lakum as-siyama faridah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting faraz in this month of Ramadan. So this is a faraz, is the most important thing that every person must be fasting in Ramadan. No matter who he is, No matter what the situation may be. Recently, about a month ago, we went into one Bengali brother's shop. He is saying, Maulana, make dua. A lot of Bengali brothers not fasting in Ramadan. He says, who must make fikr for this? He said, no, inshallah, I'll make fikr, I'll speak to them. Maybe if we can get one Maulana to come have a program, we give a small bayan. He speak about the importance of fasting in Ramadan. He says, my worry and my concern is a lot of brothers are not fasting in Ramadan. Once we went to visit one madrasa, in the month of Ramadan, some matric students not fasting in Ramadan. See, you know, it's too hard for us to be fasting and studying in the month of Ramadan. Not fasting. On a Sunday, outside the masjid, Zohar time, few brothers got a deg, they're making some halim, they're going to distribute at the time of iftar. To feed a fasting person is a very great thing, very great sawab and reward. But while he's busy mixing the deg, he's tasting the halim also. See, we're supposed to be fasting. See, no, not for me. I'm feeding so many people, I'll get the reward of all these people's fast. You see, you also have to fast. You have, even if you're making halim and this, every person has to fast. So every person within their capacity, we have to see how we're going to uphold this pillar of Islam. We fasting, our families are fasting, our children are fasting. Sahaba Kiram, radiallahu anhum, even their little children, they would encourage them to fast in a month of Ramadan. 6, 7 years old, child must fast, although it's not faraz on him still, he's not yet baligh. But they will encourage the child to also fast in a month of Ramadan. To this extent that sometimes at about late afternoon, the child is crying out of hunger. Sahaba Kiram radiallahu ta'ala would take them outside and they would make them play outside with some toys or something till the Maghrib Azan will go and then they'll break their fast. So the child is also accustomed to be fasting in a Mubarak month of Ramadan. So this is our responsibility, every one of us. Maktab Apa, in her class, she will see that the children are fasting. That's her contribution to this pillar of Islam. The shopkeeper, he'll see that all his staff, all the Muslim staff are fasting in Ramadan. And his customers that are coming, he'll remind them also this Ramadan. Make sure everyone is fasting. The person should be fasting in the month of Ramadan. He'll see all the Muslim children, they must be fasting in the month of Ramadan. And every person within his capacity, he must see that how I can uphold this pillar of Islam. And the great sawab that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept for the people who fast in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And the words of the Hadith Sharif is, فَطِيبُوا بِهَا نَفْسًا. When it comes to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, you know, put a good heart, happily we're doing it. Not now, you know, this is the last Jummah now before Ramadan. Make sure you eat your dal and rice and all properly this week, because next 4 weeks, hey, we can't. We're not like that. We speak night, we have Allah Ta'ala, you give us whole year, you give us to eat. We eat and drink, how much we eat and drink, how much you blessed us, Ya Allah. 1 month in the year, you're asking us to fast, happily we're going to fast. Allah, we're going to make you happy, we're going to please you, Allah, for your pleasure, we're going to be fasting. So a person is happy to fast. Not that he's thinking now, hey, I can't have my cigarette, I can't do like this. No, I'm doing it for Allah. I'm doing it to make Allah happy. When old cha-cha got sugar, the doctor told him, you mustn't fast in Ramadan. He told the doctor, I'd rather die than don't fast in Ramadan. I'll adjust my times, inshallah. I'll adjust my insulin, but I'm fasting in Ramadan. He's got that spirit, he's got that desire that I must do it in a month of Ramadan. So alhamdulillah, month of Ramadan is, Allah give us the tawfiq that we can try and uphold this great pillar of Islam. The second pillar that we're speaking about today, inshallah, is a pillar of zakat. It's a pillar of, many people during the month of Ramadan, they prefer to give out their zakat in Ramadan. And perhaps one of the reasons for this is that a farz action in Ramadan is multiplied by 70. So a person who's giving out his zakat in Ramadan, because it's a farz action, Allah Ta'ala multiplies the reward of his by 70. So a lot of people prefer to give their zakat out in the month of Ramadan. And giving out the zakat, a person happily again, this is a pillar of Islam, I need to do it. I need to do it correctly, properly. I need to do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is giving out his zakat. When you look in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always will speak about zakat together with salah. When you speak about salah, iqam is-salah wa ita' is-zakah. Yuqimuna as-salah wa yu'tuna as-zakah. All the time Allah ta'ala will speak about the importance of zakat with salah to show how important this pillar of Islam is. That a person is taking his zakat out correctly, properly, in a manner that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who became the Khalifa, then one of the first challenges that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who faced in this ummah was mani'in zakat.
those people who refused to pay their zakat. They refused, they said, no, this was only during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you Abu Bakr, you are now imposing a tax upon the ummah, and we refuse to pay the zakat. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stood up and he said, I will wage jihad and I will wage war against all those people who refuse to pay the zakat, because this zakat is a command of Allah which comes in the Quran. It's a pillar of Islam. And any person, leave alone the animal of zakat, if he refuses to pay even that rope that holds the animal of zakat, I will wage war against him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this great sahabi, the great khalifa, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to fight this fitna that had taken place just after the passing away of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person gives out his zakat, there's so much of benefits and so much of goodness that a person receives by giving out his zakat. One thing that is mentioned in the hadith sharif is that when a person gives out his zakat, Allah purifies his wealth. Whatever wealth he's got, he works it out. And if he, sometimes during the year, there may be some doubtful wealth, there may be some haram wealth that may creep into our earnings. Somehow the other, not voluntarily, involuntarily, that doubtful money may come into our earnings somehow. So by a person giving out his zakat, after giving out his zakat, that wealth of his becomes pure and clean. Allah Ta'ala purifies his wealth through the barakat of giving zakat. The second thing that Allah, second benefit of giving zakat is that the person earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala becomes very happy with him. They look at this person, I've asked him to give out and feed the poor, the needy, give out his wealth. So happily he's doing it. Allah Ta'ala becomes very, very happy and very pleased with us. And this is one way we can earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by paying out our zakat correctly and properly. The third benefit that is mentioned in the hadith sharif is that by giving out zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your wealth. وَمَا آتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, if you give out that zakat with ikhlas and with sincerity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your wealth for you. We gave out, for example, 100 rand zakat, or we gave out 1,000 rand zakat. In our understanding, our money has decreased. But Allah Ta'ala is saying, no, your money has not decreased, you have just increased your wealth. Allah is going to increase. And ask those people who meticulously pay their zakat, they'll tell you, over the years, we've just seen our wealth just increasing and increasing and increasing. And the more we give, the more Allah gives us. The more we spend, the more Allah spends upon us. Because this is the promise of Allah in the Quran, that if you pay properly, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will increase your wealth. So this is the next benefit of paying zakat, is that Allah Ta'ala increases the wealth of a person. Then the fourth benefit that is mentioned in the hadith sharif is that by giving your zakat, it takes care of the needs of the poor. There may be many, many poor people in our community. There may be many poor people in the ummah who need some support, who need some assistance, who need some wealth. By the rich taking out their zakat and paying, this becomes an assistance for those people who are poor. Many people are below the bread line. They don't even have food to put on their dastarkhan. But by us taking out our zakat and paying it to the poor, this becomes a means for them to put some food on the dastarkhan and feed their families. The fifth benefit that is mentioned in the hadith sharif, in as far as paying zakat is concerned, is that a person who pays his zakat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protects the rest of his wealth. The rest of his wealth is protected through his paying out of zakat. Hadith sharif says, حَسِّنُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بِالزَّكَاتِ, that protect your wealth by giving out zakat. Person who gives out his zakat, be rest assured, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected his wealth. Allah will take care of all his wealth. A person doesn't have to now opt for a haram insurance. He doesn't have to opt for a haram insurance to look after his wealth. He's paid his zakat. Be rest assured, Allah is now looking after all your wealth. Allah is taking care of your home, of your vehicle, of your business. All of this is taken care of. Why? Because a person meticulously is paying out his zakat correctly and properly. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting in the hatim, and one person came and he mentioned to him that there was a shipment that was coming with some goods, with some stuff. And as it was coming on the ocean, on the sea, this was, the ship wrecked and all that cargo was lost in the sea. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent for a few moments. And then he mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَا تَلَفَ مَالٌ فِي بَرٍ وَلَا بَحْرٍ إِلَّا بِحَبْسِ الزَّكَاتِ, that when wealth is destroyed, whether on the ground or whether in the sea, The reason for this is because people are withholding their zakat. People are not paying their zakat properly and correctly. As a result of this, the person's goods were destroyed, a person's wealth was destroyed. There was one great alim, his name was Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali. He was the founder of Mazahir-e-Ulum in Saharanpur. Very, very great alim. He was a colleague of Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali. So he used to have a program in the local masjid once a week for the adults. One is you're teaching in a maktab, but one is the alim having a program in a masjid once a week for the adults, and in that the different masail of deen, etc., he would explain. So once he was busy explaining the masail of zakat and the benefits of paying zakat. There was one villager who used to come from quite far, used to come specially for Hazrat Maulana's programs, and he used to sit in the bayans, and he heard Maulana explaining the virtues of paying zakat and how it protects your wealth, etc. And from that day onwards, he would make sure that he would pay his zakat correctly and properly. Make sure his zakat is paid. On one occasion it happened that whilst he was sleeping at night, at about 2 o'clock in the morning, his eyes opened and he saw two rogues, two thieves in his house, and they're busy operating his safe. They're busy operating his safe. So this villager, from his bed, he sat up, he looked at them, and he told them, see that lock that's there on the safe, it costs 2 rupees. It costs 2 rupees, but you can try from now till Fajr time to try and break that lock. You'll never be able to break that lock. And with that, he turned around and he slept away. The next day when he came to the masjid, he mentioned to Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Hazrat Maulana, kal raat mein Allah ke fazal se Allah ke ghazab mere ghar mein aage. So Maulana laughed and he said, what happened? So he says, two thieves came into my house and they tried to break into my safe. So Maulana asked him, what happened? And he said, I told him, you can try from now till Fajr, you'll never be able to break that safe. And he says, really, they couldn't break that small, cheap lock that was. So Maulana asked him, how you were so sure about this? He said, Maulana, you told us in the hadith that if we pay our zakat, Allah will look after our wealth. And I had full yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala has protected my wealth because I paid my zakat correctly and properly. And really, they couldn't break into it. So if we pay our zakat properly, correctly, Allah Ta'ala will look after our properties. Allah will look after our homes. Allah will look after our families. Allah will look after our wealth. That becomes a protection for us. Why? Because we paid our zakat correctly and properly. So many benefits mentioned in a Mubarak Hadith Sharif with regards to the payment of zakat. But at the same time, a lot of warnings also mentioned in the Quran and Hadith. وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ يَوْمَ يُحْمَى عَلَيْهَا فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ فَتُكْوَى بِهَا جِبَاهُهُمْ وَجُنُوبُهُمْ وَظُهُورُهُمْ هَذَا مَا كَنَسْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْنِزُونَ. A very long ayat in the 10th Sipara, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about people who hoard their wealth. They don't like to spend. They don't want to spend on the poor and the needy. And they hoard that wealth. That wealth then becomes a punishment for them on the day of Qiyamah. It becomes into a bald serpent, and it will bite them from all sides. And it will say to them that, I have become your wealth. This wealth which you were hoarding, I am your wealth. Now taste from that which you hoarded. Allah save us, Allah protect us. Allah Ta'ala save us. Give us the tawfiq that we pay our zakat correctly and properly. Our ulama kiram, they give some advice when it comes to payment of zakat. And they say when it's time for a person to pay his zakat, then whichever date in the Islamic year, if it's the first of Ramadan, for example, that he has set a date that on the first of Ramadan every year, I will pay my zakat, then he should work out his zakat and make sure it's paid out correctly and properly. And that ulama say that how it should be done is that a person should take his time and work out his zakat. And for every second and every minute of his time that he's working out his zakat, counting his cash, for example, or taking his wife's jewelry and going to the jeweler to go and weigh the jewelry and value the jewelry. Very important for us when it comes to jewelry. Then most of us, we don't know the difference between 18 carat and 21 carat and 24 carat. The only carats we know about is the carats we put in the ABC juice to drink. But otherwise, carats, we don't know. So you take it to a jeweler, he'll tell you exactly, this is so much and this is the value. So to work out exactly what is the value of that jewelry. And when a person takes it, the time he's spending to go, the petrol that he put in his car to go to the jeweler, the time that he spent there to value, all of that is the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. He's getting sawab and reward for upholding this pillar of Islam. If he's got stock in his shop, and now he's taking out the time to work out the stock, he's got his stock sheets, and he's busy counting work, and his niyat is, I must pay my zakat from here. All of this is sawab and reward for him. He's getting reward of being in the ibadat and the worship of Allah Ta'ala. Like a person will be rewarded for reading namaz in a masjid. He's in his shop and he's working out his stock. He's getting sawab and reward for upholding this pillar of Islam. We should take out our time, work out, and then thereafter see exactly how much we've got, and accordingly we pay our zakat. The zakat amount is 2.5%. Very easy after working out everything, whatever cash you got, whatever money is in a bank, whatever other jewelry, etc. You work it out, and on the calculator, divided by 40. 1/40th divided by 40, that's your zakat amount that you need to pay. A person then takes that money and he gives it out. Again here, with a good heart, not grudgingly. Like roza also with a good heart. Fatibu biha nafsan. Zakat with a good heart also. A person happily is giving, Allah Ta'ala, from the wealth that you give me, I'm giving just 2.5%, 1/40th of that wealth. Every day we pay so much of taxes and VAT. 15% VAT on most of the things that we buy every day. This Allah Ta'ala is asking us 2.5% one time in the year. One time, a person fills petrol in his car also, there's some levies he's paying. All of this we're paying to the government happily. For Allah Ta'ala's sake, let's pay our zakat happily also. Nicely, pleasingly, happily we're paying our zakat for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And thereafter, Azim Mahmoud Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to always mention, when you're giving your zakat, give your zakat the best thing you can give it. There's one incident mentioned of one sahabi, that when the collector came to collect the zakat, he asked for a middle class animal. So this sahabi, he says, no, I must give my best animal that I got. So he says, no, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not the best, it must be like a medium kind of an animal. He says, no, when Allah gave me, then Allah gave me the best. Now when it's my turn to give for Allah, I must give a medium animal. No, I will give the best. That's the spirit that a person should have. Not that now he's working out what dead stock we got in the shop, what's not selling, that we take out and give out. Hazrat Mohammad Patel Sahib Ramtala mentioned one incident when he was in the Jamiat. He says one person had one shoe shop. And normally in a shoe shop, you'll have in the window, you'll have one shoe, the other shoe is in the storeroom somewhere. And over the years now, that one shoe sometimes takes a walk. So he ended up with a whole lot of one shoe. And he came to the Jamiat office to give his zakat, all his one shoes he gave to. So that's his zakat he's giving out. So Maulana said, maybe he thought in the welfare department there's only people with one leg coming there for help and assistance. So that's what he's giving. What he can't use in his business, he's giving out his zakat. So he says, shouldn't be with that spirit. The spirit must be that we Allah gave us the best, we give the best also. And in this way we get the sawab and the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give us a tawfiq. Today is maybe the last day. Tonight might be the first tarawih, or tomorrow night might be, depending on the sighting of the moon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with a good Ramadan. On the last day of Shaban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a lot of targheeb to the ummah. And this is a very mubarak month. This is the sawab. This is the reward. The fasting. We should be happily waiting for this mubarak month. Embrace it happily and reap the great sawab and the reward. Allah give us all a good Ramadan, inshallah. Give us good health in the month of Ramadan. Make the conditions of Ramadan conducive for us. Make us conducive for this mubarak month of Ramadan. The dua that is mentioned in the hadith, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, wa sallim Ramadan lana, wa sallimhu lana mutakabbala. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal wa akhiru da'wana.